877-837-8345.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You got Bradley and Jake. Thank you for joining us with Hour 2. Folks, again, this is our last day with Salem Communications after 10 years. Nothing's weird, folks, just growing nationally. And aside of that, 10 years with Salem Communications.
Nearly a decade.
Because we are turning talk radio into do radio. And I think that really just agitates some people.
Yeah, what do you mean? We got to get out and do something?
Totally. When they can't keep up with you, some people just can't do it, and they try to figure out why.
These guys think you don't just talk, you got to do?
What is this? These guys are from Minnesota, and they had over 1,200 people come to their documentary. Can we bring in some of our national dinosaurs, and we can't even get 300 people there? What's the problem?
I thought credentials were.
Been spending too much time at the old flat top place getting a haircut or something, huh? What do you think?
I think my barber's fantastic.
Yeah.
And he agrees with me to do stuff. No, you can't do that.
No, it's too extreme.
But folks,
on a serious note, this is our last day with Salem Communications after 10 years, and we appreciate Salem Communications all the way from the bottom to the top.
And after this decade, folks, we want you to come along with us to Sons of Liberty Radio.
It's been a good warm-up.
Absolutely.
Is it not interesting? Just the national branch that just came in. And folks, people love us down south, but they should love us up north, too.
We're not the north.
We have to get back to some business, dog. Go have us some crawfish.
There's something about roots, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, don't want to get back down to roots of credentials.
Because I like my grits. Or
just respecting the office of the president.
And then hand me some grits.
Don't want to do that. I wonder when that idiotic ignoramus said to me,
but ignoramus,
when we still need to respect the office of the president.
Yeah, of course you do. You should know that.
I wonder what he thinks when he's sitting there capping on that guy 24/7.
What do you mean? You mean you got to think? I don't know. I mean, why do you got to think? Why in the world would you think?
I don't know. Here, let me read this real quick. Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, this is the Lord, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Then he goes on, for he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. Uh-oh. That
teach
the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, if they can make it out of the womb, America,
mm-hmm.
who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. There's the problem right there with the Mr. Protocol.
Mm-hmm.
And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation. Oh, okay, so wait a second. So it's not rebelliousness to magnify the law. It's rebelliousness to turn away from God's law.
What translation?
I just wanted to make sure. All right, because Christ didn't come to abrogate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just wanted to make sure. Reading Psalm 78. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their hope or their heart aright, and whose spirit was not fixed in direction with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Don't uncover me. Don't expose me for who I really am not. I like putting up a big front, man, but I'll tell you, when it comes to my reputation and my finances, just can't go that far and protect those kids.
I don't like to get my weapons dirty. I mean, I just got these weapons. You mean I gotta use them?
I'm just
gonna wreck them.
I want to go down in history
as the guy with shiny weapons.
One that made a lot of money, had 20 million listeners, but I didn't want to protect the kids. That's what I want. That's what I want my job. No. Then you become cursed to the next generation. That's right. In your foolishness, you haven't figured that out yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So either
Hey, brother from another mother, where is the love? That's the question.
Demonstrate.
The love of many waxed cold because of the workers of... Oh, are you ready for this word? Iniquity.
What's the break the law?
That's right.
There's that law again.
Yes. Gets in the way a lot, doesn't it?
Stubborn thing.
Yeah.
You know, my barber told me about that. There's a law for cutting flat tops. If you don't cut the flat top even, then, you know, it's going to look really goofy.
Now, hang on a second. I got to put your head up to the top of the ceiling and see if it's flat enough.
Here's my chair. I'm going to pump it up.
Oh, there's still a couple of hairs up
still
there.
Still a couple of hairs off.
Okay. Let's get back to some serious business. Jake, do your commercial. Let's do hit some serious issues.
So, folks, we have one of our sponsors this week is asking you if you want to get a jump start on the holiday shopping season. If you book the shopping package at the Embassy Suites Minneapolis Airport Hotel, which is less than 1 mile from the world-famous Mall of America, the shopping package... She wrote packing. Includes a complimentary $20 Visa gift card per night in addition to a two-room suite, nightly manager's reception, and complimentary cooked-to-order breakfast in the morning. So in other words, if you're going to do some shopping, you need to head to the Mall of America and stay at the Embassy Suites. You need no need to hassle with parking because at this particular hotel...
Whose fault was that?
The shuttle...
Was that your fault?
No, it was actually the lady sent this to me.
Embassy Suites.
But this is all you get. So you get a $20 Visa gift card, get free breakfast. That's a that's my fault.
Okay, that was your fault.
Fantastic breakfast. Let's, that wasn't in the script.
Let's magnify that fault. We have to magnify that fault.
Fantastic.
Yes.
You know what? But I mean, it's equal opportunity for everybody.
Have you
even
been
though
watching Scrooge
I can't.
Christmas Carol?
I haven't watched it recently.
You're such a wonderful person, little fan.
I know.
Yeah, Scrooge, remember when he's in school?
Oh, yeah, the little girl.
Which is based off of Charles Dickens' story, which is based off the Bible.
Redemption!
Look at the analogies, hello?
That's right.
Okay,
that's right. No need to hassle with parking because at the Embassy Suites, Minneapolis Airport Hotel, a shuttle can pick you up and bring you to the Mall of America and then bring you right back. After a day of shopping, you can catch the Hiawatha Light Rail right outside the hotel, which all the taxpayers of Minnesota paid for.
Jake,
still waiting for the return.
You sound like you're reading that off a piece of paper.
I'm actually reading off my computer.
Well, Jesus, it's not like not everybody can notice that.
And you head to downtown Minneapolis.
No offense, Jake, but it sounds like you just learned some of these words.
To partake.
Like fanfastic or whatever you called it.
Fantastic Four. I just saw them recently.
Cool.
To partake in the season's nightly festivities, you can pick up the light rail right out of Embassy Suite, because it comes right in front, including the annual Holidazzle Parade. To book, call. You want to write this down, folks. 1-800-EMBASSY.
Now you're starting to hear his apple in his throat. Did you hear that?
1-800-EMBASSY. There's
his
even apples at the Embassy in the morning.
That's sunburn from Orlando, Florida, isn't it?
And ask for the shopping package when you book a room. 1-800-EMBASSY at the Minneapolis Airport Hotel.
Yes.
Ask for the shopping package. $20 Visa gift card, great breakfast in the morning, complimentary trip to the Mall of America.
All right. He got through it. They were very cool. They were very generous. They gave us some rooms at a discounted rate. Is that right?
And we really appreciated that.
No, they even did better than that. That's great.
Because the Embassy does things first class, just like the Sons of Liberty. And folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, as Bradley said, our last show on Salem. You can follow us, though, as we go nationally, right on the right-hand side. Also, I want to encourage you to go. Bradley's become a weekly contributor to WorldNet Daily. The most recent column, which we may talk about here in a second, is The Atheist's Nightmare.
Yes.
A little six-year-old girl.
You know how to confuse an atheist, right? Just ask him
nightmare.
How he tells the difference between right and wrong.
Where did he come from?
Ask him that.
Maybe.
A little girl can tell you if you go onto WND and check it out.
Sixth grade girl. Yeah. Become a fan on our Facebook page, The Sons of Liberty.
We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, I'm Brian Toohey, sitting in for Ted Baer. Publisher of MovieGuide.org. A Very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas is an abhorrent comedy where Harold and Kumar try to replace Harold's Catholic in-law's beloved Christmas tree, which was accidentally destroyed by an errant marijuana cigarette. It includes irreverent humor, abundant foul language, lewd content, drug abuse, and nudity that's extremely crude and offensive. A Million Colors is a co-production movie between South Africa and Canada about three people who get caught up in the racial divisions created by apartheid, although Although this story covers much territory and contains some very strong violence, A Million Colors is a very well-made, emotional, redemptive, and highly entertaining movie showing that Jesus Christ is the only answer. The Muppets is a widely entertaining adventure that brings back all of our favorite Muppets as they try to get a new show together. Honoring wholesome, clean fun, The Muppets is well-made with a strong moral worldview that the whole family can enjoy. For more MediaWise information to help you make good selections for family viewing, visit movieguide.org.
Introducing A Diabetes Breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You got Bradley and Jake. You go ahead and kick off your atheist thing, but I got to get to this Penn State thing real quick, and I got to hit Homeland Security and what just happened at Universal yesterday.
Yes.
Okay.
WorldNet Daily, as I just said on the last break, Bradley's become a weekly contributor for a column for WorldNet Daily, so this latest one was titled God's Truth Blasts Atheist's Agenda. You can find this on our Facebook page, Sons of Liberty. Become a fan. On the top, though, is a video of a little six-year-old, not a sixth grader, I correct myself, a six-year-old girl who questions her own teacher. She said that God doesn't exist because you can't see him. And the little girl argued with her and said, well, then your brain doesn't exist because we can't see that. And people thought that was quite a rise. Matter of fact, there's a lot of comments on this. You should just go to the world. You can find it on our Facebook page again, but at WorldNet Daily, Bradley's latest column. Now, at that particular time, somebody emailed us, and this is what he said. I just watched your video. You're going to want to watch this video. I think it's like 4 minutes.
And notice how the atheists and the leftists watch everything
That's
we do.
Right.
They mark our steps, folks, because they know we
That's
believe
right.
what we say.
They know where to go to church.
That's
is
right.
really what it comes down to.
Amen.
Because they come to church, and they are the
Wait,
most
I've never seen anybody
reader.
Really mean what they say and really believe in God like you guys do.
That's right.
I know you don't.
I'm going to stick around and tune in. Yeah. I just watched your videos. This is what he said. Since Pharaoh, referring to Joseph Pharaoh, who leads up WorldNet Daily, can't stand having me spank his readers on Facebook,
Ooh.
I'm banned. Now, this is what's so funny. These type of people have to find somebody else's platform to leech off of because they ain't got their own stinking platform. Notice it's not Joseph Pharaoh going to his platform spanking his readers because he doesn't have any readers.
That's
he doesn't
right.
have a platform.
Because people don't believe in his message of unbelief. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Therefore, this is what he said. I'm writing directly. Now, he thinks he's going to insult us. He's going to really spank us here. Therefore, I'm writing directly to inform you that the brain video simply illustrates how Christians rely on little girl reasoning to justify their beliefs.
Wait a second. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings,
what an insult.
Perfected praise, the model for heaven is a child, and Jesus said, unless you become as one of these, you'll in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise, and the wisdom of the world is foolishness to God.
That's right.
Oh, I see how that works. Common sense.
Sounds like he just got the gospel preached to him, and yes, he preached it right back to us.
Amen.
So let that conviction sit on you for a little bit, JP.
Yes.
As you would call yourself. But, hey, folks, I encourage you to read that column. Go to our Facebook page.
I don't know why I'm going here right now, but the big Wall Street protests that are going on.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, we were just in a portion of Florida, and guess how many? They're talking about how there's over 300 protests going on throughout the country.
Yep.
Jake, will you tell them how many people are at this protest?
We're driving by, and I blinked. I missed them the first time, but we drove by a second time, and I didn't blink, and there was two of them. One for each eyeball.
That's right.
There was a dog there, too. They had a canine there. The canine actually was the most interesting. I thought his sign was the best.
Really?
It said, rough, rough.
Good for him. Good, yeah. Rough, rough, yeah.
That's right.
I thought it looked like a, you know, fire hydrant, and he like peeing on it or something like that. I mean, that's what I was thinking you were going, but I was wrong. So it's interesting. Again, just a side note. I don't know why I'm going here, but for Wall Street, the protest folks, who's propping these up?
Yeah.
And what's happening in New York is people are figuring out that Obama,
like Bam Bam.
Obama?
Pebbles? Fruity Pebbles?
Am I disrespecting his office again?
The office.
I'm sorry. Listen.
Hussein Obama?
They're figuring out that Obama is Wall Street.
Ooh.
Do you see? It's not, like the radicals say, it's not about the argument, it's about the revolution.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
The issue's not the issue.
No.
It's about the revolution.
That's exactly right. That's how sick these people are. Obama is Wall Street, folks.
All these corporate billionaires need to pay their share.
Did I get that right, boss?
Didn't Van Jones say something about just wait until October? You mean, is this contrived?
No.
Yes,
you mean
it is.
These people are so incompetent, they pee on each other, they beat each other up.
They defecate on cop cars, they killed three people. Now, that happens at tea parties all day long, I understand.
Oh, yeah. You know, and these people that do these sort of things, they have such a huge savings account that they can sit out and protest. Wait, do you think somebody's paying them to be there because they never made a dime in their life?
They are, and they're finding that out, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Interesting point. Again, let's go back to what we were originally talking about, because we know everybody's hanging on every word that we're saying right now.
Literally.
But isn't it interesting that I was listening to conservative radio on Sirius XM? It's a national outlet. Everybody knows who it is. And the Tea Partiers are coming up with their own resolve to cut the deficit.
Answers, you mean? They're bringing solutions?
Yeah, because they're saying the super committee is not doing their stuff. They're not doing their job, plus they're doing it behind closed doors.
So
let me say this. That is illegal, America.
It's not constitutional.
It's illegal. Do you understand? Your representatives going behind closed doors to make deals? Wait, who are they representing then?
That's right.
Apparently not you.
They're not representatives anymore.
Right. That's exactly right. But the Tea Partier, the overseer, they had 15,000 people weigh in to bring forth resolve to our nation's deficit. The conservative news anchor was talking to him like he was out in left field, like he was some loop job.
Some stoic guy, crazy man.
Hey, you know what they're really saying? We're really on Obama's side here, Tea Partiers. Because you guys are just, you guys want to cut $9.7 trillion off of that deficit? Okay, come on. Can you want to go ahead and explain that to me?
That's not the reality.
What they're really doing is they're concurring with Obama.
Yep.
They are agreeing with what they're complaining about. Mm-hmm. They hold the truth in unrighteousness.
Yep.
They make me sick.
They're the worst
of men. In every sense of the word.
That's the worst of men.
They are the worst of men because they know the truth, but they do it not.
That's right. That's Romans 1 right there. And then you start to worship the creature more than the creator.
All right. Is there anybody else that we can really into before we go on here?
Well, I think...
we're good?
You know, I think a good point to bring up is in this little city, and I just noticed that free enterprise having its way. There's a man named Walt Disney who was allowed to prosper. He's a capitalist.
Yeah.
And I noticed that he brought that there's got to be tens of thousands of jobs mm-hmm. made by these Disney parks. There's a new, and from all over the world.
Yeah.
People.
Well, literally,
it's amazing.
And on their tags.
Yeah. It tells you that country they're from.
He was a very patriotic individual, too, by the way.
Well,
the only mistake he ever made was mm-hmm. he wanted to name the mouse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Manchester?
No,
Mortimer.
Mortimer.
Thank you.
You want what the heck is wrong with you, Walt? I mean,
let's good thing Walt had a good wife.
Let's go back to Walt's family.
Yeah.
You name your kid Walt?
Mortimer?
Disney?
Was it Walt or Walter?
I didn't see an ER there.
I didn't see it either.
He's got a nice park, though.
Very nice. Brought a lot of jobs to this city. A lot. Thousands.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just think about,
And it's all aimed at the family.
That's right. Promoting family. There's no smut in their rooms, on their TVs. They're not selling pay-per-view garbage. Just imagine. Folks, this is the beauty of capitalism.
And we're not advocates for Walt Disney, neither.
No.
Orlando's just a beautiful city, and you can't not see Universal or Walt Disney.
And look at how much prosperity it brings when it promotes family and family values. Now, I'm not saying Disney does that altogether.
Why people come from all over the world?
The world, yes.
Yes.
And a lot of these people, they can't even speak language.
We went to a ride park yesterday, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see how many people were American that were there. And they were cool people.
Mm-hmm. And they were admiring and acknowledging America's greatness.
In their God-given country.
That's exactly right.
That's why they come here from all over the world, mm-hmm. because they see us as the light of the world.
That's right. So the advantage here is when capitalism works in the favor of God's rules and God's law, you're going to have prosperity. Here's the problem, is that socialists try to come in and say, oh, look at the greed. Look at this. Well, they're outside of God's law.
Let me ask you this then,
Jake.
It's
no longer blessed.
And let me ask you a serious question, because we've been on a vein here talking about the hypocrisy of the conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
Let's compare the conservative with the socialist. Let's talk about how the conservative talks about capitalism. They talk about capitalism in the sense of a golden calf. But not
replaces
morality.
God.
That's exactly right.
Replaces God.
Please hit that.
So when you replace God, then you are an idolater. That's ultimately what you are. You're no more. And then what you start to do is you make prey of the people.
Yep.
And you do what so many of these people claim that every capitalist does.
That's right.
But again, the issue is, well, then we're going to fix it. We're going to become socialist. But you can't break the law to make. You can't use the law to break the law, and that's what socialism does. It takes from another man. Rather than do that, we constrain men and we compel men through God's law. Because if a capitalist obeys God's Ten Commandments, guess what you're going to have? A man that gives liberally, a man that helps his brother, a man that prospers so that he can help his brother, because you can't work for a poor man. That would be impossible.
Yeah.
Especially if you're poor.
So you got conservatives talking about a golden calf all the time. They're not talking about the moral issues.
They're talking about
their
dollars.
And yet what they're doing is they're shooting a hole in the base of their boat mm-hmm. without even knowing it, because they're not hitting the moral issues.
Yep.
They're dealing with people that are trying to steal. Mm-hmm. Number 8
comes
to mind, thou shalt not steal.
That's right.
Yeah, Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, will be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets from it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness. Just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You got Bradley and Jake. And again, if you are just joining us, we've been with Salem Communications for almost 10 years now, and we are growing with other networks nationwide across the country. We're doing a lot of guest appearances across the country as well. A lot of sit-ins, a lot of commentary. Just picked up WND, WorldNet Daily, as well.
Be down in Oklahoma City next week.
Cool. And when's that, Tuesday morning?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And then from that, folks, if you'd like to join us on a nationwide basis, go to Genesis Communication Network. We're on every weekday from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone.
You can find that right at sonsoflibertyradio.com on the right-hand side. You can log in, listen to us 24/7. We stream the show.
During the break, food for thought again, Bradley Foss. The left attacks the presidents or candidates on the right when they surface. Mm-hmm. And the right lets them get away with it as they complain about it.
Makes good job security.
Down with Kane, up with Gingrich. Mm-hmm. Now they're attacking Gingrich.
Sure.
And the right apparently still thinks the left is playing games.
Mm-hmm. Just a game.
Yeah. Whether it's true or not, we just need to go on the attack, and we need to allow our guys to get shot down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's his problem. Everybody's got
their own problems. That's his problem. I'm clawing to the top here.
So the question is why are the conservatives of the day, the modern conservatives, which were yesterday's liberals, why?
Some of them literally, actually.
Yeah. Why is it that they have no moral virtue to stand against it?
There it is.
Is that it?
Moral virtue.
Just wanted to make sure.
That is exactly right. Because as John Adams said, if you don't instill virtue more into society, he was speaking of his day and age, you're just going to exchange tyrants and tyrannies.
That's right.
Shifting, well, we got a Republican tyrant now. We've got a Democrat. If you ever wonder why Republicans won't attack, for instance, Democrats on some issues, because they're just waiting to get that power. We're not talking about unconstitutional.
Doesn't anybody think it's kind of funny how Rick Perry stayed? This guy has dropped the ball in every sense of the word, but no one's ridiculing him. How come everybody else is getting in? And this is the guy that has compassion for illegals coming into colleges into Texas.
Well, we got to educate them, right?
Yeah, you have no heart if you don't let the illegals come in and pay for their schooling, folks.
I think he got spanked pretty hard on that and said.
But he did, according to the polls, according to the American people. But why is the media picking him up and keep pushing him back into the race?
Yeah. And Rick Perry, who's in the basement. But
give me a break, folks. How moral is this individual? I mean, he used to be the campaign manager for Al Gore. And now he's a conservative?
Mm-hmm. Ultra-conservative. That's
You've got to be keen.
Guns, babies, wow, Jesus, folks. Conservative.
Wow. Wow, dude. Wow. Penn State. For more than a decade, former Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky abused boys in Penn State's football facilities, and university officials lied to cover it up. State officials said Saturday, wielding a 23-page, I heard it was 25 last that I heard, grand jury report, the Pennsylvania Attorney General's Office announced 40 counts against the former coach, saying he used his position as the head of a prominent children's charity, the Second Mile, to lure boys and to molest them. Homosexual crimes. Pederasts.
There's the word.
Athletic director Tim Curley and senior vice president for business and finance, Gary Schultz, faced criminal charges for lying to the grand jury. Why did they lie? Investigating Sandusky as well as for failing to alert the police when the accusations were brought forth to them in 2002. It went back to 1995 as well, folks. Their testimony, starting in 1994, spanned 15 years and share many similarities. Sandusky plying them with gifts, football games, clothes, even a computer, before assaulting them, usually in an on-campus shower or in his Center County home. One boy, now 27, traveled with Sandusky to multiple bowl games, including the 1998 and 1999 Outback Bowls, where the coach forced oral sex in his hotel room. Sandusky went after one of these innocent individuals, these little boys, threatened to send the boy home early if he kept resisting, the alleged victim testified. Victim 6, now 24, alleged in 1998 that Sandusky touched him during a shower together at Penn State. But no charges were brought after her son reported the alleged incident. Sandusky was caught performing oral sex and intercourse on victim 8, who was 11 years old. Sandusky, the grand jury reports, included the horrifying details of what a graduate assistant saw and heard. As the graduate assistant entered the locker room doors, he was surprised to find the lights and the showers on. He then heard rhythmic slapping sounds. He believed the sounds to be those of sexual activity. Sorry, folks, that's what it says. As the graduate assistant put his sneakers in his locker, he looked into the shower. He saw a naked boy whose age he estimated to be 10 years old with his hands up against the wall being subjected to anal intercourse by a naked Sandusky. The graduate assistant was shocked but noticed that both the victim and Sandusky saw him. The graduate assistant left immediately distraught. He reported the incident to Joe Paterno. By the way, on conservative radio this week, I heard again this very story, and the news anchor said, but we have to have some sympathy for Sandusky. Did you hear what I just said? We have to have some sympathy for Sandusky. You have got to be kidding me. On the panel was a judge, and the judge corrected this twisted individual on conservative radio on a national outlet and said, it's not about Sandusky. It's about the little 11-year-old boy whose hands were up against the wall who needed the compassion. In his testimony, Paterno said he called Curley to his house and repeated what the graduate assistant told him. No one called police. According to the report, after the allegations came to light, Sandusky continued to have an office in the football building and access to all football facilities, including the locker rooms. Sandusky, surprised by many Monday night interviews with NBC, the guy had the
audacity, the gall to get on the radio or on television, I'm sorry, with NBC when he denied all of it. It's interesting now that I say that.
NBC?
Who's, NBC. Who set up that interview? Any lawyer in their right mind would say, Jerry, shut your mouth. Remember what I told you when the story first broke? What they'll do is they'll begin to vilify the eyewitnesses or they'll vilify the kids, just like they did at Boys Town in Nebraska, or I'm sorry, in Oklahoma. In Omaha, Nebraska.
Yep.
They
yep.
vilify the victims because of their guilt. On NBC, he denied all of the 40 charges of child sexual assault that have been leveled against him and said that he's not sexually attracted to young boys. Isn't that interesting? What kind of a lawyer does this individual have for him to say something like that on national television right after the allegations were made? The mom of victim one, whose identity is being withheld by ABC News, lashed out at Sandusky and his efforts to portray the allegations of sex abuse as merely jock horseplay. She's now urging more of the victims to speak out. America, where's your justice system? The mother said it sickened me that he would be on TV trying to downplay his charges. He's already admitted them, folks. And she said, I think it made him look more guilty. And it emboldened more people to come forward. Good for you, Mom. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out where all the dads are.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out where all the young men are in Pennsylvania around the situation to deal with the situation the way it should be dealt with.
That's right.
Police in Center County say a vandal may have smashed a window at the home of Jerry Sandusky.
A vandal.
Yeah, a vandal. On November 11th, a front ground floor window was discovered broken with a wire tarp covering it. It's also alleged, folks, local radio show Mark Madden says that there are rumors that Penn State coach at the center of child rape allegations may have been pimping out boys affiliated with the charity he worked for to donors. Mark Madden has been right before. He was the first person to break the news about the scandal 7 months ago. 7 months ago, folks. Madden also says it could be revealed that the coach, Jerry Sandusky, was told he had to retire in exchange for a cover-up. Listen to this one, folks. Just to see how far out Mark Madden is not. Right after these allegations came forth and it broke national news and it outraged America, Judge Leslie Duchat, who's handled the child rape case of Jerry Sandusky, has been replaced. Why? Duchat had been a volunteer at Sandusky's charity. You have got to be kidding me. You want to talk about the fox in the chicken coop, folks? The second mile, and she raised many eyebrows by giving Sandusky, who was charged with 40 counts of sexual assault on young boys, a $100,000 unsecured bail. Meaning he did not have to pay it unless he missed his next court date. You have got to be out of your mind. Prosecutors requested a $500,000 bail and an ankle monitor for Sandusky. They got neither. America, why? That's not a judge.
No, it's not.
More compassion is shown towards the criminal than the allegations of the innocent victims of Jerry Sandusky. This is the moral play of my ministry. America, conservatives, where is the love for the victims? In 2005, an investigation first started over allegations that Jerry Sandusky was engaging in sexual acts with young boys. District Attorney Ray Ricard was working on getting to the bottom of things, disregarding Sandusky's position at Penn State and in the community. Unfortunately, in April of that same year, Gricar went missing. They can't find him, folks. Who's helping Jerry Sandusky out?
What's really behind this?
The Sandusky case was left wide open with much of the evidence and momentum dying with Gricar. If this doesn't appall you, America, every one of the judgments in the book called the Bible, America deserves it. Because I'll tell you what, Sodom and Gomorrah didn't have the Bible.
Yep.
But they got the judgments, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Is God going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah, or are we going to wake up and deal with the issues at hand? You got Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back after
the Sons of Liberty.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 20th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Right before the break, I was talking about Jerry Sandusky and a district attorney who disappeared, who was breaking open the case 5 years ago. They're saying that his disappearance was a mystery ever since that day in April of 2005. His car was found in a parking lot 50 miles from his home with his laptop, wallet, and keys missing. Investigators later revealed an internet search on Gricar's home computer that read, "How to wreck a hard drive." Foul play is suspected because the former district attorney's body still has not been found. Sure it hasn't. Folks, this has been going on in Penn State for years. Just like in Boys Town in Omaha, Nebraska. The same garbage was going on during the 80s, and many kids came forward, and the media began to vilify the victims. Nobody was charged. Some people did go to prison for other things, but it was never brought to the light because of the names that were coming up during the investigation in government, like Barney Frank being one of them. As a matter of fact, Boys Town, which is very similar to Penn State, the investigator who used to be a state trooper in Omaha, Nebraska, on the evening of July 11th, 1990, Gary Caradori, the lead investigator of the Franklin cover-up case, had the smoking gun evidence on the case. Caradori would fly that night from Chicago on his private plane with his son en route to Lincoln, Nebraska, with the evidence to blow the case wide open. The plane exploded in midair a short time later while flying over Aurora, Illinois, killing Caradori
and his 8-year-old son. They have no respect. Guess who came in, folks, to clean up the mess?
The good guys?
No, it was the FBI. They arrived with all of the evidence missing after the plane blew up. Isn't that interesting? How does that work? You want to go to a modern-day investigation, folks? Why don't we go into, which I brought forth about a year ago? Everybody's talking about the Penn State scandal. What about the Pentagon scandal? I wrote a letter to the President of the United States saying, why did you turn your back on those 5,000 employees in the Pentagon who are downloading child pornography? How come we're not talking about that, conservatives? We're talking about the defense of our children here.
That's a pretty significant threat.
Yeah, but we don't want to talk about that. You know what the FBI said? They don't have the manpower to investigate.
Oh, really?
Really, but every airport you go through, everybody's strip searched by a computer or some pervert who wants to put his hands on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this administration sues governors that protect the borders, and you go through a park, and they want your ID. I'm trying to figure out how that works. Everybody's looking out for our security, guys, but I'm just kind of curious. Where's the federal government doing their job if everywhere I go, someone wants to see something of mine? Someone's not enforcing the laws against crime. Isn't that interesting?
Issue of priorities.
But it's just us American peasants who go through our airports daily. Don't worry about that.
Don't say anything. Oh, my goodness.
Let me go back to this. Brian Bend. Oh, is this Brian Bender? From the Boston Globe, broke this story.
He was on our show.
Yep. Yeah, a couple times. Wasn't he on a couple times? He had brought forth Operation Flicker. The project had identified more than 5,000 individuals who subscribed that work in the Pentagon. Folks, your Defense Department.
Right. Your Defense Department. That's right.
5,000 individuals who subscribe to child pornography websites. Who's helping Sandusky? What could this all be about? Who helped those criminals out in Omaha, Nebraska? Folks, go to conspiracyofsilence.com. It will appall you. It is the unthinkable. It is the unthinkable. Don't let this go away. Pull off the covers and keep it in the light, because I guarantee you this, you're going to be surprised as the names come forward.
Mm-hmm.
When those little kids begin to tell the authorities and the public, that's why the media needs to stay in this situation.
That's right.
So all this information gets out to the people, because once it gets out there, some people are going to be going down big time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be surprised at the names that come forward, folks. Rest assured, pedophiles, pederasts, mm-hmm. homosexual crimes towards children. That's what these are.
That's right.
You know, speaking of Homeland Security, let's jump guns real quick, or jump ship in topics real quick. Did you see the new Homeland Security? Folks, did you see this? Because James Madison told us if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it'll come in the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy.
Yep.
Did you guys see the new Homeland Security commercials that they play in airports now?
Mm-hmm.
The terrorist is a white man. Has nothing to do with Muslims.
Suspicious white guys. America.
I must have seen 3 or 4 commercials just sitting in the airport for Homeland Security, and the terrorist is a white man. He sets a bomb in New York, and then he runs away. It wasn't a Muslim. I thought this was...
Did the ACLU jump on this one and protect that white man that they're discriminating against?
No. I don't think so. I think that's probably why they did it.
Oh, okay.
But I've been saying this for years, and I just think of some of those lunatics out there that don't have the spine to tell the American people what it's really about.
Yeah.
You know, even that guy, that Ventura guy,
mm-hmm.
he took the federal government to court for the Fourth Amendment, a violation through mm-hmm. TSA.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's pretty interesting, folks. I got to tell you this personal note here. I was at a park yesterday, and the guy wanted me to put my finger on a scanner and my family on a scanner. I said, I ain't putting my finger on that scanner. I said, I'm coming into a park to go on rides. He said, he kind of threw his arms up. Oh, like, well, why are you doing this? Why? I said, Carl, his name was Carl. I said, let me ask you something. What has become of you? I said, when you were a young man, did you have to put your finger on a scanner? No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, isn't that interesting? What have you left us?
That's right.
And then I said to him, furthermore, what does the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights say?
Mm-hmm.
Article 4.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it says. I said, really? So what you're doing is you're desecrating the memory and the graves and the fight and the blood and the tears and the sweat of our veterans who died to give us and to magnify
that article that you say you know, but yet you want to violate it by asking me to put my finger on the scanner. Oh, it's just there to just, you know, just to put everybody in a record. For why? Why do you need to scan my fingers? I got that at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
I got that on the way out of the airport.
Yeah.
I said, what you do is so debasing. You have to debase yourself to do this to your own people. But we don't want to look back in history and figure out that's exactly what Hitler did to his own people. Mm-hmm. But no, it'll never happen here.
Yeah, it's not about
Let me ask you, if I'm so far out, is this administration trying to rip your guns out of your hands, America? Yes, they are.
And for what purpose?
In a time of terror, and now it went from Muslims that are the terrorists to now the Americans that are the terrorists. Did I not say this years ago? This was happening?
Yep.
Yeah, I did, because that's all you have to do is go back to the 30s and see what Hitler did, because you're seeing a lot of the similarities.
Yeah, bait and switch.
It's
and
not
relying upon ignorance.
It's not the foreigners that they're the enemy anymore. It's you, America. Yeah. Well, your administration sues you to open the borders up to foreigners.
You know, the point is it's not about the foreigner being the enemy or us being the enemy. Who's the one that's choosing who the enemy is? That would be back to the federal government.
Isn't that crazy?
So you can point at a Muslim guy, you can point at a Christian guy. What difference does it make? You're not pointing at us. Why does it, when the FBI seems to stroll in, and that's why you said before the press needs to stay on this Penn State thing, when they stroll in, everything gets covered up, and then it goes away, and this problem's solved, but we never have any answers.
Yep.
So what was the solution?
Oh, my gosh.
What's the solution to that problem?
Dude, can I just seriously vent for a second here? What will you do on Judgment Day, sir or ma'am?
That's right.
What will you do when you stand before your Creator as your little minions continues to indoctrinate you and tell you what to do and how to do it and when to do it, and you stand there and you have the audacity to say, I'm just doing my job.
Yeah, I'm just doing my job.
No,
boss.
You aren't just doing your job. You are violating and debasing yourself to get paid, and you enjoy what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You do. You have to enjoy that. There is something about, I've said it since day one, there's something about these people. There's something absolutely in error about these people. And as a matter of fact, just to prove my point, you notice when you're going through these lines, a lot of times they just want to see what's in your bag, but they don't go through it.
Yeah.
They just do that because they want to know that you're subject to their power.
Yep, it's a conditioning
tactic. It's totally is.
As a matter of fact, I walk right through one. The guys are just poking around with a stick. Folks, it's conditioning. They want to condition your mind to think, oh, this is okay. This is something that I need to expect when I come into this or that or this or that. And that's what our founders would not tolerate. They would not tolerate that type of conditioning at all.
Because when you become the victim of a tyrant, this is how tyrants act, folks. They accuse everybody but themselves.
That's right. You never point it back at him.
Do you think Obama's getting treated that way? No, he's got a $1 million bulletproof bus. Mm-hmm. And why does he have that $1 million bulletproof bus? Because he doesn't work for the people anymore.
He's got some interest he's protecting here, huh?
He must be. Mm-hmm. But has America thought that far? But I suppose not, because the conservatives haven't given enough information to figure that much out. As things get worse, as things digress, and your kids call you cursed when the day is over, folks, don't say that you weren't told. Because you were told. Here. Folks, this is our last show on Sandlin Communication after 10 years. We will be on Genesis Communication. We have been for over the last 6 months. Please go to Genesis Communication Networks and or sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. 6 days a week, we are on from 2 to 3 Central Standard Time Zone. You got Bradley and Jake. We love you by what we do in America. We love you. We'll talk to you Monday.